Hi, everybody. I am teaching another section of values and ethics. We have a fair amount of overlap in the values and ethics courses in the sense that we all do introduce the material to some degree with reference to the major ethical philosophies, but each of us brings our own particular background and approach to values and ethics. I'm a lawyer and focus on international affairs, and so my section of values and ethics has more of a legal focus and more application to international case studies. When I say it has a legal focus, what I like to do in values and ethics is to raise issues that are important in questions of values or ethical considerations in public policy, look at how the law or legal institutions treat them, look at how those institutions or laws reflect power relations among various political actors and so forth, and then reflect as a group on whether or not we think that the law gets it right or whether we think that there are other perspectives that need to be brought to bear or other mechanisms for addressing values and ethics questions. And in terms of international applications, I talk a fair amount about transitional justice, about issues in international economic development. Like Megan, I talk about humanitarian aid questions and the like, international trade, patenting overseas. You get a flavor for the types of issues we address. A third or so of the course is probably also devoted to domestic or local policy issues. So it's not intended to be an international course per se, but I'm just exaggerating the distinction in case you're trying to choose between one of the two courses. As for peace building, as many of you know, the United Nations spends much of its time, its resources, on activities underneath this umbrella that it calls peace building, which encompasses a variety of interrelated activities, military peacekeeping in areas that are just emerging from conflict, or in some cases are still enduring conflict, rebuilding institutions, sometimes administering entire states or territories for periods of time to bridge toward more democratic rule or better governance, also economic reconstruction in the early stages after conflict, and last but not least, transitional justice, trying to deal with abuses of the past committed both by state forces and by other belligerents in the conflict. This is a mini course in fall 2014, so we only have about 13 or 14 sessions, and therefore I'm going to focus on a couple of different aspects of peace building, in particular because I think it's reflective of the greatest interests that I've found in the MPP classes in past years. I'm going to talk a lot about early stage economic reconstruction challenges, and about transitional justice. So for those of you who are interested in international economic development, this mini course will give you an opportunity to try to think about how these principles of economic development apply in the special context of countries that are engaged in or newly emerging from conflict. And if you're interested in human rights, this is an opportunity to delve into one very important area in human rights, which is how to deal with gross human rights violations as a new regime takes over. And that'll encompass things such as documenting human rights abuses, truth commissions, lessons learned from international criminal tribunals, and also a newer generation of hybrid courts in which the United Nations shares responsibility with host governments for prosecuting crimes of the past. So we will have, in terms of assignments, we'll have a number of a couple of short policy papers. We'll also have a simulation, and we'll have some opportunities for presentations because I think that that's an important part of the skill building that we try to emphasize in the course. So that's a quick overview of peace building and a note on values and ethics. Does anybody have any questions?